Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I'm sure you've heard the saying, many a true word is spoken in jest. And like so many of these little isms and bits of advice that you get in European civilization, there's a lot of truth in it. It's actually been said by multiple people, but the oldest reference I can find is to Geoffrey Chaucer. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Chaucer, but as a child in Rhodesia, in high school, Chaucer at a point was somebody we studied, along with Shakespeare. I didn't really like the artistic types of stuff. I wasn't a big fan of Shakespeare, but to be honest with you, I'm not that interested in art. And Shakespeare is probably a genius, but it's a genius that's rather lost on me. But I remember Geoffrey Chaucer because Chaucer lived so long ago that his English didn't look like English at all. If you go and you study Shakespeare, it still looks like English. But if you look at Geoffrey Chaucer, you are looking at a language that is so different and yet it's English. It was extremely difficult to understand. And that's an example of how things evolve. And even the term English and the English language has evolved so much, and there are records of it. And it's quite a shocking thing to see how much things change in just a few hundred years. But anyway, it seems that at a point Chaucer said, many a true word is spoken in jest, but many other people have said it and repeated it many times. That when people are busy in a humorous mood, they let their guard down for a moment and then they say things. And people laugh at it, but it's true. And Jews also have their moments when they let the cat out of the bag. There are many things that Jews say that are true, but they wouldn't say it seriously and they wouldn't want to tell everybody their secret. Every people have their strengths and weaknesses, and they know what they're good at and they know what they are bad at. And each group of people or race of people or tribe of people work out strategies to exploit their strengths and to try and downplay and counter their weaknesses. In this video, I actually just want to quickly draw your attention to two Jewish tricks. Because once you understand some of these things, you can start watching Jews more closely, and then you'll start seeing when the Jews are busy with their crap. And one of the things that you will see is you'll see how Jews just play with us. They just mind fuck us. Nothing more. It's purely mental. It's all in the mind. And they are playing with us. And huge numbers of people, even the entire world at times, takes Jews seriously, when in fact, Jews are just playing a game. They are playing a game that is serious. The game is serious. But the methods used in the game are actually not as potent as you would think. And once you can see through it, then you can see, this is a bunch of crap that I'm dealing with here. Because whites are very literal and whites are very serious. And the white mind is a serious mind. So whites have a different way of approaching life, and a way of approaching life that has physical, concrete, discernible results. And whites think that all other races operate in the same way. But they don't. And Jews are the epitome of a race that operates based on nothing but air. You could say they operate on air, they operate on nothing. They operate on absolutely nothing. And they know how to take nothing and turn it into something concrete. Whereas we are a different kind of a species. We are a people who physically alter the physical world around us. We can alter and change anything. I mean anything. We are the only species on the planet that has this capability. We may be one of the few species in the entire universe that can do the things that we can do. We've worked out solutions to every problem, whether it is to dam up a river, or whether it is to kill an animal, or build a building, or build an aircraft, or build a submarine, or build a spaceship, or anything. We can modify our surroundings, and other creatures aren't able to do it. And other humans either can't do it or are just too lazy. And they've found a simpler method that works for them. And Jews operate totally differently to us. I still think that I'm completely right when I say that Jews colonize white people. Jews colonize us. They do that. And I'm going to give you a few pointers on just some of their various methods, because their methods aren't actually that clever. It's like magic. Once you understand what the trick is, then the trick is no longer a mystery. The trick seems impressive until you understand it. So I'm going to show you a bit of comedy. We're going to start off by just looking at a section of a comedy skit. Afterwards, I'll show you the full skit. But this skit is done by a Jewish comedian in America, and his name is Louis Black. Louis Black's comedy also has got lots of political and other cultural concepts in it. And Louis Black also, of course, runs around saying, "I'm an American, I'm an American," in the way that Jews say, I'm white," or "I'm not white," you know, whatever the hell is needed. And so he uses his position as a white, as an American, to now start playing a game. And he does his comedy, but his comedy has got messages in it. No question about it. But anyway, look at the opening round to this piece of comedy where he talks about, was the earth created in 7 days? And see his answer. Because he is Jewish, and right at the end of the skit he brings up him being Jewish again. He doesn't hide his Jewishness. The audience knows he's Jewish, so he speaks as a Jew. He openly speaks as a Jew, and he says to the people, "You don't understand us. You don't understand us Jewish people." So watch this opening round and see what he comes up with, because I think it will surprise you. And it is a case of many a true word said in jest. He opens up and he says something and everybody laughs at it, but it will surprise you.
was the earth created in 7 days? No. For those of you who believe it was, for you Christians, let me tell you, then you do not understand the Jewish people. We Jews understand that it did not take place in 7 days, and that's because we know what we're good at. And what we're really good at is bullshit.
So let's stop it there. So, according to Lewis Black, we Jews know what we're good at, and what we're really good at is bullshit. And so everybody laughs and they move on. But Lewis Black is giving you a little bit of insight into the Jewish mind. If you really study the Jews with time, you'll see all kinds of weird little Jewy things that these Jews get up to. They're very subtle. They play many games. They play many subtle games. Now, we touched on a lot of these things when I did the Great Jewish Mask and when I did one of my first videos called The Jewish Strategy of Lying. And these things that I'm showing you merely just add to the picture. And I'm going to add a few more things into the picture. Because as time goes by, you'll see how Jews basically just fuck with us. They fuck with us. They do all kinds of different Jewy things. At the end of the Great Jewish Mask, you may remember that the author commented about the Jewish ass being a donkey. And he was saying that, you know, the Jewish ass makes these kind of strange, uncoordinated moves. And you wonder what this Jewish ass is really up to. But it's got a game plan. And that is true. Underneath all the things that they say and do, they've also got their messages and their game plan that they're playing. So let's discuss bullshit. So here he says that we know what we're really good at. And what we're really good at is bullshit. It's another way of saying lying, but it's a somewhat different kind of lying. In this case, he goes on to talking about all kinds of other things. You'll see what he says when you see the skit right at the end. But the point is that he knows that bullshit works. That if bullshit is done properly, it works. That if you lie, and you lie in certain ways, that it works. It can achieve things. Now this, of course, is totally the opposite of European people. And I don't advise this for us ever. The only time that we should ever lie and cheat and trick and so forth is in time of warfare. Maybe in politics, I haven't given it much thought, but mostly in warfare. In warfare, that is where the gloves come off. That's where you start tricking and cheating and playing games, and you're cunning and you lay traps for your enemy and you do all that kind of devious stuff. Interestingly enough, in the real world, people who have lots of that devious thinking are policemen. And interestingly, in South Africa, the police were run almost exclusively by Afrikaans people, by Boers. And they know how to play the police game very well. So when you are playing with life and death situations, then even among Christians, it is a-okay to lie, cheat, and trick because you're busy trying to save somebody's life, etc., etc. So that's fine. But Jews do it all the time. They do it any time they need it. And there are many flavors of things in here. Ton Staffel has spoken about crypsis, where Jews go and they start hiding. and they camouflage themselves so that people don't know they're Jewish. But other Jews, like Louis Black and others in politics, etc., they don't hide their Jewishness. They bring it out and they use it. In Hitler's table talk, Hitler at a point talks about Jews causing confusion. And then he makes an interesting remark. He says that he thinks that sometimes Jews cause confusion without even being aware of it. In other words, Jews may cause confusion deliberately most of the time, but there are some times when Jews cause confusion inadvertently without even realizing it. I think that that is not a bad set of observations from Hitler. I think he's pretty much on the money in his analysis there, and that this is true. That mostly these people cause confusion for real purposes, but there are times when they actually, for whatever reason, are actually either doing something they really believe in, or they even believe they're doing something positive, and they cause confusion in that way. But you are dealing with a weird alien species, and that is the way that I see Jews these days. I've given it a lot of thought, and I must tell you that I really think that with Jews we are at a point where we should say we are dealing with another species of human being. That Jews, in evolutionary terms, I've been digging a lot into evolution and science and really thinking hard, and I must tell you that I think that whites and Jews are human species that are diverging, and they have moved in among us and been among us, but our actual method of looking at the world is very different. They are trying to shove their thoughts onto us and their methods onto us. But we've actually got much better methods that have lasted for thousands of years and have been built up over tens of thousands of years, and we mustn't go in their direction. They are not good for us at all. And I would go so far as to say that our race is much older, our experience is much broader and more tried and tested, and it's more tried and tested in a very dangerous world. Jews have never lived through the kinds of things we've lived through. They also don't have the ability to do most of the things that we do. Most of the things that we do without even thinking about, they can't do. They are a type of human that has learned to parasite off of us. They are our main parasite, but other parasites are coming, and they're also bringing other parasites to parasite more on us. But if we are destroyed, there's going to be nothing. If we are destroyed, then our parasites won't have any place to live. They themselves can die even. Ultimately, our civilization is the basis of everything. Everything. So we need to be the adults that we are, and you need to be aware that these people who are parasiting off us are children. They are children, they're idiots, they're weaklings, they're fools. They are just all kinds of garbage, lazy garbage. But at the end of the day, they are cowards and they are nomads. They will run away. The only people that will hold up civilization is us. And I cannot stress the importance of that. Whites need to return to thinking the way that your parents thought, the way your grandparents thought. You need to think in those ways. You know, this is my land. I live here. This is my home. We take care of our stuff. We look after our things. We defend it. Because Jewish thinking and all these others, these are nomadic parasites. And that includes the non-whites that are flooding into your countries. Garbage is coming to you. And you must not let the garbage start dictating to you how you should live. You will be destroyed if you listen to them. But let's turn to the bullshit. Why would Jews do bullshit? Jews function by controlling your mind, influencing your mind and your thoughts. And I brought that out in the Jewish strategy of lying, and I want to emphasize that. They are lying in order to mislead you for their benefits. They use words in order to make you do what will benefit them. So all kinds of Jewish mind games, lying, twisting of facts, and even outright bullshit is aimed at benefiting them. It's not for your benefit. It's to use you, either use you to do something for them, or to misdirect you so that you don't harm what they are busy with. Tan Staffel wrote about, and this is Tan Staffel of the Age of Treason, Tan Staffel wrote about the concept of Jewish deflection, where Jews deflect things away from them. This is a very important point. And I've seen also how they do this. And they have many tactics. And among it is bullshit, among it is lying. These people are always messing with your head. And you've got to keep this in mind when you're dealing with them. They are saying things in order to influence you. As Alex Linder has pointed out many times, Jews know that when whites start thinking in a certain way, where whites are going to go. He knows that if it starts with this, and it starts with conservatism, and it starts with that, that ultimately you're going to end up becoming a Nazi, and then you're going to be in conflict with Jews. And this is true. So it's very important for Jews to control the thinking of the European people and for Jews to impose their thinking over our thinking in order to misdirect our civilization so that it benefits them. They are looking out for their own interests first and foremost. They are a parasite that will only parasite when the conditions are good for them. They cannot function in our conditions. They're not interested in fighting for a country or building something from scratch or anything like that. They're looking for easy places with easy money. You've got to go and build up the basis of the country, and then the Jews will come and parasite by coming and colonizing you. So when they see there's infrastructure, there's money, there's potential, everything is good and in place, then they'll come and then they want to be a part of that society. But they will only want to be a part of that society on their own terms. They know what they want and they know what they can do, and if they get bored, they leave, and they'll harm you. They'll steal your stuff and leave at the time that you need things the most. These are a childish people, they're a unreliable people, and they will also just stab you in the back at any time when it suits them. Any time. So these are just a few background points that I want to make. But what I want to draw your attention to is this image that I've got here of this strange Jewish term, which I want to just mention to you. Because this ties back to bullshit. There's this term that you see that when you read it, it reads chatzpah. But the Jews don't pronounce it as chatzpah. And because of the weird pronunciation, I will mention it. Because it may be worth knowing, because you may hear a Jew say this. And you need to understand what they're saying when they talk their shit. They pronounce this thing chutzpah. So that's how they pronounce it. This is all part of their own Jewy Yiddish crap, okay, that they're so proud of. But chutzpah is a related term to that bullshit thing that that guy was talking about. Now, you see here, here are two books. Here's a book written by the Jew scumbag, piece of garbage, Dershowitz. This is a Jew I truly detest. I came to observe this Jew a lot in the days when CNN came to South Africa and the Jew Larry King Live had this bag of crap on there. And I took a tremendous dislike to this Dershowitz because I began to realize what a disingenuous bag of crap he really is. This is a sly, sneaky scumbag of a Jew. But I see that he also was involved with the Jew Epstein, and he may also have been nailing underage girls, etc. Anyway, so in this book that he wrote, you can see there's a Jew who's very relaxed and utterly pleased with himself. He's absolutely at home, this bag of crap. And on the right, you can see the half-Jew, Barack Obama. And my goodness, there's a book with a bit of a Jewy title in it, The Audacity of Chutzpah. And notice what the subtitle is here in the bottom right. It says, Thoughts on Imposing My Dream on America. You see, that brown, half-Jew bag of crap, Obama, he's filled with Jewish links. Jews raised something like $750 million. To get him to become the president the first time round. Everything about Barack Obama is Jewy. He's yet another Jewish creation. In that sense, he's linked to Nelson Mandela of South Africa. He's also linked to Martin Luther King in America. There are lots of Jew links around all these non-whites. These non-whites are Jewish projects. And Obama was a very important Jewish project. How to get a non-American to rule America. That is the story of Obama. But I want to return to, what does chutzpah mean? Okay? So here is like the normal dictionary definition of chutzpah. It says extreme self-confidence or audacity. And then it's got a quote. It says, as an example, it says, love him or hate him, you have to admire Cohen's chutzpah. And then it says similar words. You can see it all on the bottom of that image. Similar words, audacity, cheek, guts, nerve, boldness, self-confidence gall. When I had Jewish friends, I noticed that they loved chutzpah. They loved it, and they'd joke about it. And they'd say, oh, you know, this Jew did this, and it was so like in your face, and so on, and they laugh at it, and then they laugh and they chuckle because boldness, and in their case it's like gall is probably an even better term for it. It's like a disgusting kind of boldness. It's in your face, and they are trying to pull a fast one on you. And they are often delighted by the big wins that they get from their chutzpah. And they laugh about it. So they'll pull a fast one, they'll make a whole bunch of money or talk some bullshit, and then they get their way. And another thing about Jews is that when Jews argue, they are arguing to win. They are not arguing in order to find the truth. They are arguing in order to win. Winning is the issue. They are not concerned with the truth. They are not arguing in order to discover the truth. They are arguing in order to win. We don't argue in the same way because our arguments are arguments for the truth. So the moment we get to the truth, then we'll stop and we'll say, oh, okay, I was wrong, therefore I'm not going to push this further. Because our core value is truth, and it's a wonderful value, and it's the most important value of all, actually. And it's, again, something we mustn't go away from. But Jews don't care. Jews don't care about the truth. They care about winning. There's a big problem with thinking like a Jew, and we shouldn't adopt that kind of approach to life, because there are many, many huge negatives that come from steering away from reality and steering away from the truth. We are a people of the truth and of reality. Jews are the people of unreality. They can create a fake reality, and then they make you believe that their fake reality is the truth, and then whites go along with that. And that's wrong. That's very wrong. We need to stick to the truth, and we need to stick to reality. That's what works for us. And it's the only thing that can work in a dangerous world, in a dangerous universe. Sticking to the truth saves you. It has long-term value. Whereas Jews will tell any lie for short-term gain, we're also a more long-term kind of people. We approach life from a long-term perspective. Everything we do from a long-term perspective. All whites are like this. Hitler did it the best, but all whites do this. So now I want to introduce you to the concept of bold, in-your-face bullshit. Jews are the kind of people that do that kind of thing. And they'll think of it, and when they win, they'll laugh at us. They laugh at you. I saw my Jewish friends, like on a quiet afternoon, we're sitting and talking, and then he'll suddenly say, oh, you know, that Jew, he did this and this and this, and he showed real chutzpah. And in the same way, almost like we would be proud of somebody who won an Olympic gold medal. Or if you were a German, you would be proud because of the victory of some army or unit, you know, who fought, and there was tremendous bravery and great achievement, etc. Well, Jews are in that mode when they are in chutzpah mode. They love it, and they see it as like It's almost like the Jewish equivalent of, I don't know, a purple heart or a Victoria Cross or an Iron Cross. When some Jew's gone and he's thought up some Jewish crap and he's bullshitted somebody and he walked away with hundreds of millions of rands or whatever, that is how they see that kind of stuff. And then they are like Dershowitz, sitting there grinning from ear to ear. And I want to warn you also, from just a personal point of view, that I find it highly insulting that people like Jews would sit quietly and laugh at our people, laugh at us. They will sit and they'll laugh at us for being kind to them or giving them a chance, and they'll think how clever they are and how stupid we are. I personally find it highly insulting and irritating. It annoys the hell out of me personally. And you should be aware that these people are just a bunch of bullshit artists. They engage in their bullshit and they'll do what they need to do, and their payoff is money, and they're happy one day to run away from the country with their money and to be gone. So be aware of Jews with bold bullshit. And then I want to remind you of something else we've spoken about. I want to return you to the concept of sophistry. On the image in front of you, on the bottom left, you'll see is a meme that somebody put together. Sophistry. And you'll see Biden, Obama, and Pelosi. And you'll see their definition. An argument that seems plausible but is fallacious or misleading, especially one devised deliberately to be so. The art of using deceptive speech or writing, cunning or trickery. I've mentioned sophistry before, but sophistry is everywhere. And if you look around the world and you look at everything closely, you'll see that almost everything these days is pure sophistry. Whether it's them talking some shit in Congress, or whether it is advertising. Advertising is one of the best places for sophistry at its finest. Go and take a look at many adverts that they put up, whether it's for toothpaste or toothbrushes or all kinds of other products that you'd buy for yourself. Look closely at the advertising and they'll say to you, well, you see, this toothbrush is better than all other toothbrushes out there because it's got these hairs that angle in this way and those ones that angle in that way. And they do the same with toothpaste, with every other product you can imagine. They are just talking pure shit. Whether those benefits exist, how big those benefits are those benefits even worth buying the product for? All kinds of questions. You could ask 101 questions, and if you truly wanted the answer, you'd have to get a scientist or engineer or mathematician to actually do calculations for you to see whether these claims actually amount to a hill of beans, okay? Newspapers, mass media. Look at the arguments they make and the things they want you to do. Because there's two parts to it. The one is the argument, and then there is the thing that you have to do. Oh, help the starving children in Africa. You must help the starving kids in Africa. They're starving to death, and you need to help them. And that's the kind of angle, or all kinds of other sorts of bullshit. And among them, of course, the Holocaust bullshit. So look carefully at these people and look at all the influences that come at you, that hit you every day. And ask yourself, look for sophistry. Liberals function permanently on nothing but sophistry. They make fallacious arguments all the time. Politics has become so meaningless. It's become so meaningless. It's just a bunch of propaganda terms without any knowledge of the factual basis or the analysis or anything. So sophistry, as opposed to lying, just outright lying, sophistry is an argument that is misleading. So you end up in a debate or hearing something and it's intended to mislead you. It's intended to give you reasons that sound plausible in order to do what they want you to do. And you'll see the liberals are excellent at it. Mass media, business, corporate world, they all function on it. They function on this fake junk logic, and at the end of the day, after you listen to the storyline, the end of it is, you must buy this or invest in that or that kind of thing. The world is filled with this crap now. And it's very bad because we whites, we have a whole civilization built on trust. Trust has got huge benefits, enormous benefits. And our race was milking these benefits all the time. Because trust is lovely, because if you can trust your doctor, if you can trust your scientist, if you can trust your government, then it's simple. You just go and you ask them, you know, what is this or what is that? Or they just come and tell you. And you know, okay, that's the answer. Let's go. And you know that you can rely on that as the best answer because they've done their homework and they're telling you the honest truth. But now with all this chewy crap that's infused into our civilization, now, you can't trust anything anymore. You don't know who you can trust, and you don't know how much you can trust them with. And it's very, very bad. And even this COVID crap that's come up, it's now discredited big chunks of medicine, and it's also discredited stuff that shouldn't be discredited, that is solid, that is good science. But now with all this dewy crap, now there's all kinds of stuff people don't really know. So, to recap, think of bullshit. Pure bullshit. That's one way of arguing. Just bold bullshit. Some kind of crap that they think up and they hit you with it. And it's bold and it catches you off guard. If I can find more examples, I will. And if any of you stumble on examples of it, feel free to forward it. But probably the biggest bullshit is stuff like Jews talking all kinds of high-level stuff. They know God. They talk to God. They only have access to God. I'll return to some of those topics in the not-too-distant future. You'll see that an area that Jews tap into is they try to tap in from a high-level point of view, like they've got special knowledge that you don't have. For example, something that my Jewish friend said to me one day, he said to me, you Christians, If you want to know what's in the Bible, why not speak to us? Because we wrote the Bible. So he's like pulling rank on me. He's saying to me, you Christians, you mustn't sit and interpret the Bible yourselves. Like, what do you know? Your people didn't write the Bible. Our people wrote the Bible. So if you want to know what's going on, come speak to us. We'll tell you. So that is the kind of stuff that Jews do. They play all kinds of games, but they also play bullshit games. And they're messing with your head. And they are messing with your head for their purposes. They will direct you and misdirect you as is necessary for them. But you could also look at things like 9/11 and say, well, there's some bold bullshit for you. 9/11 could be the ultimate bullshit, coming out, faking it as something, doing something that isn't so, conning everybody, fooling everybody, etc. These are the kinds of thoughts that come out of the minds of these people. They think in a very different way, and they do weird stuff. And in their weird, Jewy minds, they are looking for opportunities to mess with whites, mislead whites, profit off whites, misdirect whites, get whites to do a ton of stuff that benefits them. That's how that Jewy mentality works. And then when they've conned you and they've fooled you and they came with their bullshit, now make no mistake, they know that they're busy with bullshit. They know it. And when you fall for their bullshit, then they laugh at you. They say, oh, look at how stupid those whites are. See, we're superior, blah, blah, blah. If you catch them out with their bullshit, they'll be very angry. They'll say that they're insulted. They may be very irritated by it. But deep down, they'll know, I couldn't con them. And it'll be irritable to them. And they will have to reluctantly, for a little while, respect you. But be aware that this is the kind of mind that you're dealing with. And as I've said before, the difference between whites and Jews is like the difference between us and aliens. If an alien came from Mars, that alien's mind could be so different to our minds. And I will still tell you other things as well that I came across and that I observed. But be aware of this kind of stuff. Now, I will tell you another place where I think Jews are doing huge bullshit, where there's a whole Jewish bullshit story going on. There was a book that was published some years ago called The Samson Option. And The Samson Option is about Israel using nuclear weapons and that Israel will nuke everybody, including Europe. That if they're like on the bones of their ass, they will nuke everybody, including the Europeans. I will tell you that militarily, that is Jewish bullshit. Lots of people like to use it as an example of how dangerous they are and they could do it, etc. They would not be able to defeat the Europeans, I assure you. But it is an example of bold military bullshit. Jews have also said that they would engage in a nuclear war with Iran, which they've not done. And they never will. And there are other things that I dug into and saw of Jewish bullshit, military bullshit, which I'm not going to discuss here. There is, in particular, a very interesting Jewish academic that I came across because of my love of military history, I came across a real bullshit artist, an academic Jewish bullshit artist, who wrote tons of crap about military history. He wrote so much crap about military history that a bunch of military historians actually had to go and write an entire book in order to refute the crap that this Jew had written. That Jew is typical in his military bullshit. And so this Samson option, this is just more Jewish crap. It's Jewish bullshit. And they do stuff like this. So when you're dealing with these people, you've got to take everything with a pinch of salt, and you need to be much more critical as you observe life around you. You need to be much more critical about absolutely everything you hear and see and so forth. And actually take the time maybe and look around you at what's on the media, what adverts there are, what the mass media writes. Go and look at articles, videos, and observe the arguments and see if you can detect the sophistry that's in there, and sometimes just the arrant bullshit. Sometimes just the arrant fucking bullshit that's in there. You know, Hitler mentioned that Jews are the kind of people who would tell the big lie. And really, that's where we're back at. That these are the kinds of people who will think up a whole bunch of big crap. And they'll be in your face, marketing their big crap like it's facts. And they do this stuff all the time. So be aware that you're dealing with people who are bullshit artists, and they're just trying to fuck with you for their benefit. They're either going to get you to do something that works for them, or they'll be coming to misdirect you away from something that will be bad for them. These people play with humans. Jews play with humans. Jews farm with humans. Jews are like farmers that come and play with the cattle. They are busy herding us, and the heart of their stuff is mental. It's all in words. But where they are different to whites is that for them, they have no reservations when it comes to lying, to inventing facts, to bullshitting, etc. They'll go all the way. And we as a culture and as a race, we have our limits. And our limits are clearly defined as the truth. And that is the correct way. We've built our fantastic, wonderful, incredible civilization on facts. And we are constantly searching for more facts. And if we find that our facts are wrong, that there are better facts and new facts, then we adjust accordingly. We are doing it correctly. And this is the only way to work. Because you cannot build things on lies. That could be a separate topic about building things on lies. Because lies ultimately don't work. Lies eventually come crashing down. You could say that handing over power to blacks in Africa is a perfect example of building on a lie. That they say, no, the blacks are equal, the blacks can do the same stuff, you just never gave them a chance. There's sophistry for you, okay? You never gave them a chance, yet they had the ability, yeah? All that kind of stuff, there's sophistry in there. So now you look after decades of these black nations and you see them falling apart and this and that happening and all kinds of weird shit and corruption and crime and collapse. Why? Because you've built something on a lie and it can't function because the basic assumptions, the foundational basis is false. But Jews have no problem with that and they'll go and break into areas where they shouldn't go at all, where you'd be insane to go. But they can get away with it because they're a parasite and because we are always building and fixing. So it allows them to move into levels of madness that if they were running their own society, they wouldn't be able to go that far. But because they're parasites and they don't care, and they can leave tomorrow when everything collapses, they'll push to the maximum. I once met a white guy from Australia on Twitter, and he told me that he was in banking and he knew about Jews, and he made a very telling remark. He said to me, Jews will be like somebody in a car and they're driving the car over the edge of the cliff. But if Jews drive that car over the edge of a cliff, they'll like be putting their foot down on the floor and going at full speed straight over the cliff. And in many ways, that's what Jews are doing in America and in Europe. They are taking the car. They know their bullshit, and they know they're going to take you over the edge of the cliff. And they're telling you, no, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. We're not going fast enough. We need to go faster. And they put the foot down. And they know they're taking you over the edge of the cliff and everything's going to come crashing down. But they don't give a fuck. They've worked out their plan. They know what they're going to want out of it. And they know you're going to end up smashed on the rocks below. They know what they're doing. And they know when they're fucking with you. And you've got to be careful of these things. So whites need to function within their normal parameters. You've got to function within what you know is sound logic, etc. And nationalism is sound logic. It's the better way to go. Whereas these people don't care because their boundaries and things are different. And they'll do crazy things that are dangerous and malicious for the whole nation as long as it benefits them. And they only need a short-term benefit, and then they've got their benefit and they got the money in their bank accounts and their billions, and they're out of there, man. And then you're standing among the ruins with things on fire, blood in the streets, things burning, and you're in shit street. So be aware of these people and be aware that they know that they can be malicious, spiteful, they can lie, they can bullshit, they can twist. And they're happy, man. When they fuck you over and they got money in their bank account, they mock you, they laugh at you, and they're gone. And you are sitting with the losses. And that is what awaits all whites of the Western world. So let's end with Lewis Black, and you can see the whole skit that he did where this storyline of we know what we're good at, it's bullshit. You can listen to the whole thing. And be aware, you're dealing with children, dealing with people that are children, and you can't trust them. And you've got to be careful what they say. Remember, white people are the only adults on the planet. Whites are the only adults on the planet. Everyone else is a child. Except for some of the Asians, like the Japanese and a few of the others. But whites and selected Asians are the only adults on the planet.
Was the earth created in 7 days? No. For those of you who believe it was, for you Christians, let me tell you, then you do not understand the Jewish people. We Jews understand that it did not take place in 7 days, and that's because we know what we're good at. And what we're really good at is bullshit. This is a wonderful story that was told to the people in the desert in order to distract them from the fact that they did not have air conditioning. I would love to have the faith to believe that it took place in 7 days, but I have thoughts. And that can really fuck up the faith thing. Just ask any Catholic priest. And then there are fossils. Whenever anybody tries to tell me that they believe it took place in 7 days, I reach for a fossil and go, fossil. And if they keep talking, I throw it just over their head. There are people who believe that dinosaurs and men lived together, that they roamed the earth at the same time. There are museums that children go to in which they build dioramas to show them this. And what this is, purely and simply, is a clinical psychotic reaction. They are crazy. They are stone cold fuck nuts. I can't be kind about this because these people are watching the Flintstones as if it were a documentary. The first time that I ever talked about this was in Georgia. That's what we call a comic faux pas. A gentleman came up to me, wanted to talk about it. It was at this point in time I realized that really this is where we have our problem. This is a big problem in this country. He had his set of beliefs and I had mine. And it makes it tough because evolution is a major thread in the larger tapestry that I like to call reality! He said, Lewis, fossils are the handiwork of the devil. I had to remind myself to breathe. I had been tasered by the concept of the devil. Something that I did not quite understand. Apparently the devil is like Wile E. Coyote, only he is evil, and he has a factory where he makes fossils. And he sends his minions to scatter them across the earth every day in order to confuse my tiny Jewish brain.
So for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, you know you don't.